coming into practice together, taking good care of the body, that it's sitting in a way that feels comfortable, sustainable for a half hour or so. Feet nicely planted, feel the contact with the earth. Bottom nicely balanced in the chair, left and right equal. Perhaps sitting a little forward in the chair, feeling free to adjust. Perhaps sitting so your spine is freestanding, if that's possible for you. Hopefully, your knees are a little lower than your hips. As best you can to make that happen, sitting forward in the chair helps with that. And then letting the spine be nice and straight without being stiff. You might care to once again roll your shoulders up, back, and down such that the shoulder blades go nice and flat against the back, against the ribs. The chest and heart area opens. And there's a softening from the shoulders down the arms to the hands. Letting the hands not be gripped. They can be cupped. Cupped is fine. Just not in fists, not tight. Tight hands, tight mind. Making sure too that the head feels nice and evenly balanced on the neck. Chin pretty much parallel to the floor. Perhaps slightly tucked downwards, but not much. Eyes, too, are soft and still. And the eyes are downwards. If you like having them open, that's fine. They're open just a little slit to let in a bit of light for wakefulness. But whether eyes are open or closed, they're soft and downwards, and they're still. So we're taking postures that embody wakefulness so that we can practice waking up to the life that's here. And we want to also greet the life that's here with friendliness. And so a way to be friendly to ourselves, to others, to experiences, is to have a little bit of a smile on the face. And this doesn't have to be a big deal, but a little upturning at the corners of the eyes, the lips. Noticing how that feels. And so with intentions, for curiosity, for kindness, the spirit of the smile, noticing breathing. Perhaps allowing ourselves a few nice full breaths to really connect with breathing. And then letting the breath settle and just be however it is. And listening to another reading from Ajahn Chah. And he likens this practice to a still forest pool. Try to be mindful and let things take their natural course. Then your mind will become still in any surroundings, like a clear forest pool. All kinds of wonderful, rare animals will come to drink at the pool, and you will clearly see the nature of all things. You will see many strange and wonderful things come and go, but you will be still. Well, with a spirit of interest and friendliness, let's notice what comes and goes in the still forest pool of our minds as we gently anchor our awareness in the breathing. Very simple, feeling sensations of breathing in and breathing out. As I breathe in, I know I am breathing in. As I breathe out, I know I am breathing out. Simply feeling the physical sensations of breathing. Wherever it's easy for you to feel it, choose one spot and rest your awareness there. Feeling the whole course of the breath, perhaps a sense of beginning, middle, end of the in-breath. Noticing that for a little while, primarily the in-breath. Possibly making very soft notes, beginning, middle, end. Noticing the visitors that come to this still forest pool, which is our mind. Some of them, they come and go so quickly, we barely notice them. We're still mainly on the breath. Just let them go. Others that sweep our attention away for several seconds or minutes, you might want to note, open to them in the body. Tag perhaps with a name as to what it is, and then ease back to the breath when it feels like it's sufficiently passed. And noticing again, beginning, middle, end of the in-breath primarily. Perhaps taking a bit of time to do the same for the out-breath. Focus for a little while on the out-breath, beginning, middle, end. bringing the attention back whenever it wanders. But don't rush back too quickly to the breath if the attention wandered for a significant period of time. Do that noting, feel it through the body, get familiar with it, friendly with it, and then come back. And then putting it together, noticing the whole of the in-breath, the whole of the out-breath, the beginning, middle, end of in-breath and out-breath. Another way to hone our gathering of awareness on the breathing is to also really notice those little spaces at the end of the in-breath and the end of the out-breath. you might periodically ask yourself, how's the attitude? How's the attitude towards the practice, towards myself, whatever I'm aware of? In asking that question, you might possibly notice some kind of wanting, some chasing after something you hadn't quite realized was there. Or on the other hand, you might notice some aversion, some pushing away that was just under the radar. And it's not to blame or shame ourselves, but to notice these obstacles, these hindrances to our mindfulness. Often just the noticing in and of itself dispels them, and we can just reassert, okay, I'm going to show up this life as it is with interest and curiosity. And feel the breath again. Simply feeling, breathing in and breathing out the sensations and knowing it. Sometimes if we ask, how's the attitude, and we detect some wanting or some aversion, it might be strong enough that we can feel something in the body. So just notice if you can feel aversion or longing, wanting, desiring in the body. Sometimes wanting is felt as a simple leaning forward. Sometimes aversion is just a leaning back. And either experience can be felt as some kind of contraction somewhere, and the breath may be a little different too. As we anchor our awareness in the breathing, we may find it helpful to notice if a particular in-breath is long or short, or if the out-breath is long or short. That's all relative to one another. Is it longer? Is it shorter? And so we can really notice how each in-breath is unique, each out-breath is unique, each moment is unique, never to be repeated. And this can help us gather our awareness. If it helps you, you can place a hand over the belly or the chest to discern if is it longer or is it shorter. We might also ask from time to time or inquire, how is the energy? How is the energy? Is the energy wakeful and alert? Or is there a bit of dullness, sleepiness in body, mind? Or on the other hand, is there restlessness, even a bit of worry, a jitteriness? Fidgetiness. Again, not to judge or blame or shame ourselves, but simply to notice these conditions that naturally arise with practice, opening to them, feeling them through the body. With restlessness, just feel the energy of the restlessness. With worry, notice how it lands in the mind, the body rather. Notice how the worry in the mind lands in the body. And even sleepiness, dullness, we can feel that through the body, and that might actually raise the energy by noticing it. And then, of course, if it doesn't raise the energy, we can always open the eyes, or we can stand, and we can modulate the energy. And so be awake to the life that's here. How's the attitude? How's the energy? As we anchor awareness in breathing. another question we might ask from time to time. Is there peace in the practice, or a trust in the practice, or a trust within ourselves in the practice? Possibly noticing if the mind is wavering. I'm not doing this practice right. This is not really the right practice for me. This is too hard for me. So checking to see if there's trust in the practice, trust in oneself, a sense of peacefulness with it all. And if not, feel that through the body, name it, that distrust or that doubt, name it, feel it through the body, get interested in it. And when it subsides, return to the breath. Whatever hindrance may show when we notice it and open to it, it's a way of saying yes to the life that's here. The hindrance then is no longer an obstacle. It is now the path. We bring our mindfulness to it, feel it through the body. We're here, we're awake to it.